Jesus' parents' names?
Mary and Joseph.
Very good. And approximately how many years ago did he live?
Oh, gosh. 250 million years ago.
250 million years ago. What animal is that?
Tiger.
Tiger. Okay.
A rhino.
Right.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo? What is that? Long neck?
Zebra. No. I know what it is, but I can't think of it right now.
They get mighty tough, these questions. What is it?
Gaylord?
A Gaylord?
The Bill of Rights. Got the right to a... I'm not even gonna say it. I'm gonna look stupid. The right to a fair and speedy trial?
You must have been in court recently.
Yeah, exactly. I have experience with that one.
You name a country that borders the United States.
A country?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
What college did you say you go to?
I go to Saddleback.
Saddleback College, okay.
Are you stupid?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What is the number one reason why you'll support a Hillary Clinton presidency?
She's a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's literally all.
Hey, what animal is the king of the jungle?
It's said to be the lion.
It's said to be, or what do you think?
Well, it's said to be the lion.
You don't think it is?
I've got questions about it.
Yeah, who would you make the king? Who would you think?
An eagle.
The eagle? Well, lions are pretty tough, aren't they?
Not really, not if they're attacked by a group of eagles.
Not by attacked by a group of eagles.
That's right.
Sir, have you ever seen a group of eagles attack a lion? How many U.S. senators are there?
Too many.
Too many?
Wait, there's like 52, isn't there?
52. Why do we have 52?
Because there's 52 states.
Because there's 52 states. How many senators are there?
One.
There's just one senator.
12.
12? No.
Two.
No, it's 100.
100. Of course.
Can you name a country that borders the United States?
Europe. I thought this was supposed to be fun.
What year did World War II end?
1953.
1946.
1938.
What is the religion of Muslims?
Judaism?
No, that I do not know.
Isn't Muslim a religion?
The Arabic?
The Quran?
Muslimism?
It's Islam.
Correct.
How many oceans do we have on Earth?
Ocean?
Yeah, how many oceans?
Two.
Seven.
One.
Can you name them?
No.
Arctic Ocean. And
that's three.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
What is the biggest state in the United States land-wise, not population-wise, land-wise?
California.
Okay.
Texas or California?
Texas.
Alaska.
What's the largest animal on Earth?
Elephant.
The elephant.
Elephant.
It's whales, bro.
If you're running in a race and you pass the person in second place, what place are you in?
I know everybody said first, but I'm not going to be dumb and say first.
First.
All right, so you're running a race. You pass up the guy in second place. What place are you in?
Pass up the guy in second place? First place.
First?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
So if I'm running and I pass the second person, I would be in second.
Yes.
Let me play among the stars.
What is our galaxy called?
Galaxy 500. Galaxy 500.
No, that's a Ford car.
Okay.
And you guys are graduating high school this week?
No, it's June 16th.
June 16th, so you should know a lot of stuff.
Well, we know a lot.
What is our galaxy called? It's also a candy bar.
Mars.
A farmer has 15 sheep and all but 8 died. How many are left?
A farmer has 15 sheep and all but 8
died. Yeah. How many are left?
Oh. They all dying, that's what you mean.
Name the month that we get the least sleep.
I want to say December.
July.
July?
January.
February.
She got it right.
Wow.
So it's all.
Okay.
All but 8 died.
Okay, all but 8 died.
Yeah.
Oh, but 8 died.
What is our galaxy called?
Ah.
No, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
I don't remember.
Okay, let me give you a hint. It's the name of a candy bar.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth. Yes, it's the Babe Ruth galaxy. Very good. How many planets in our solar system?
There's like, 12 to 50? I don't know.
12 to 50?
Yeah,
that's quite a range.
That I'm not even sure.
No. But. How many planets in our solar system?
Oh, let's say 100. I don't know.
100?
I have no idea.
Now, did I hear you just graduated college? When?
I did,
when,
but
this
I didn't
week?
Study astronomy.
How many planets are there?
Oh.
In our solar system?
Oh, I want to say 12.
How do you say no in German?
Da.
Da?
I don't know German.
No, 9.
9? Oh, well, I was close.
How many planets are there?
9.
9, very good. All right, what's your name?
Eugene.
Eugene, you're from Chicago.
Chicago, the Bulls.
That's right, which is in Chicago.
Yeah.
Which constellation is the Bull?
You got me.
There's a car named after it, the Ford.
Oh, the Mustang.
Spell psychiatrist. You can't. You trying to find Google?
TV.
No.
P S C H Y C I A S T.
P S Y C H I A T R I S T.
And hey, now somebody know how to spell?
P S Y C H O L O. G-I-S-T.
P-H-Y-S-C-H-I-A-R-T-I-S-T.
P-S-Y-chiatrist?
If 8 died, it would have 7 left. But all but 8 died.
Right.
That means they all died, man.
The 8 sheep were left.
8 sheep was
left. All but 8 died.
Oh, all but 8 died. That's true. Wow. Okay, that's true.
All right, thank you.
Do you think the United States should consider military action against North Korea?
I would say yes.
And where exactly is North Korea?
It's in, what, as far as on the map? I don't know. I'm horrible at geography.
Take a guess.
Up here somewhere?
What galaxy do we live in?
Yo, what? Earth.
Milky Way?
How many planets are in our solar system?
A lot.
My very educated mother just served us. It's either 7 or 8, but I mean, I'm gonna say 7.
There's no planets in our solar system, right?
We're talking with
Caitlin Wilcox.
Caitlin, you're from where?
Arkansas,
okay. How's the school system in Arkansas?
It's awesome.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Right,
let's see how good it is. How many oceans are there?
Oceans?
Yeah.
I've only been to one.
You've been to one?
I've been to one.
Which one were you at?
Florida.
Which one?
An ocean.
Which ocean did you go to in Florida?
Pacific Ocean.
You went to Pacific Ocean in Florida. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah. What is the largest country in South America?
In South America, Africa?
And where is Iraq?
I don't know, like South Europe or something?
I don't know. Iraq is in South, so you go to Europe, you go South.
Yeah, I don't know.
What country would you find the Panama Canal in?
Panama Canal, is there a country named Panama? No?
I don't know, is there?
No, oh, is it in the U.S.? No.
Why do they call it the Panama Canal, you think?
Is there... the guy named Panama made
There's a guy named Panama, and he did what? He made the...
Canal? The canal. Panama Canal?
If you're going down to use the Panama Canal, you're trying to get from where to where?
One place to another.
why dig it?
It's faster?
Faster than... Yeah, but from where does it go?
Oh, Panama and...
And what?
And France? I don't know.
Panama and France. Where is Iraq? You know, we hear so much about Iraq.
Iraq?
Yeah.
Iraq is in Afghanistan.
It's in Afghanistan. We're talking with...
Mackenzie Maxwell.
Where is the Berlin Wall located?
In the former Soviet Union?
No.
Oh, darn.
Is the Berlin Wall still there?
No.
What happened?
Well, David Hasselhoff said it was him.
And what did David Hasselhoff have to do with taking down the Berlin Wall?
I don't know. I saw it on E! And he said that he should be in the memorial for the Berlin Wall.
Because why?
I don't know.
If you met some people from Denmark, what would they be called?
Denmark.
A group of people from Denmark would be called?
Jewish people.
Jewish people. Where is the Outback?
The Outback? The restaurant?
The restaurant.
The restaurant.
Is there one around here?
I don't know.
Not sure. Okay, I don't know. There you go.
I am an exhibit developer at the Adler Planetarium.
Oh, so you work in a planetarium? This
yes,
is perfect.
I do.
Which of our planets is furthest from the sun?
Jupiter. Yeah. I mean, Pluto.
What planet is furthest from the sun?
Venus. Mars.
All right, what's the name of Mickey Mouse's dog?
Goofy.
Okay, which of the following is not a constellation?
Okay.
Sammy the Bull, Aries the Ram, Scorpius the Scorpion.
Scorpius the Scorpion?
No, it'd be Sammy the Bull.
Sammy the Bull, okay.
Okay, which of the following is not a constellation? Aries the Ram, Sammy the Bull, Scorpius the Scorpion.
The middle one.
Which one was
that? Do you agree?
Sammy the Bull.
Sammy the Bull.
Who's Sammy the Bull?
Sounds like a Beanie Baby.
A Beanie Baby?
Uh-huh.
You use a real Beanie Baby. What is a comet exactly?
A comet is a burning star which, due to the physics, when it's revolving, it blows up and it's in our case, it's coming towards the Earth. And it could, and it's...
And what'd you say? According to the physics, it's revolving?
Yeah, it's doing a circular motion in space,
yeah.
And then it reaches too high of a barometric pressure. And
barometric pressure in space?
And then it gets really hot. And
do you have any idea what you're talking about?
Well, it's been a while since I've had physics.
Okay. How many miles away is the moon?
Oh, I learned this.
Go ahead.
It's something to a power. Times 10 to the something.
No. How many miles is it, though? You always have these elaborate... How many miles is
I'm getting close.
Where do stars go in the daytime? Now, you're a college graduate. You just graduated from college.
Stars go in the daytime. They're underneath us because the sun's shining.
Stars go underneath us? Hey, which is bigger, the sun or the moon? Could be
what's
a trick
moon?
Question.
What's moon?
Which
we
moon?
Have a lot of them.
No, we only have one moon.
No,
on our
not
planet.
Us personally, but
no, I'm not talking about
Owl.
I'm not talking about Rigel 7 or Star Trek 9. Our moon, which is bigger, the sun or the moon?
The sun's light radius or the actual moon?
No, which is bigger, physically bigger, the sun or the moon?
I would say the moon.
Yeah, because I think it's a trick question.
Yeah, I would say the moon.
Your answer is the moon.
Yes.
The moon is bigger than the sun.
Oh God, here we go. I'm gonna guess somewhere near here.
That is the Middle East, I think.
Yeah, so no.
I think it's up top, I don't know. I really don't remember.
You take a guess?
I know, this is Africa. Is it somewhere up here?
Ooh, that's Europe.
You know what, I'm really good at geography, but this is very embarrassing because I don't even remember where the North Korea is. Excuse my language.
Take a guess.
Somewhere around here.
Should we consider military action against North Korea?
I believe so.
And where is North Korea?
What countries make up Great Britain? You've heard of Great Britain?
Yeah.
happening? If someone said they're going to Great Britain, what language would they speak when they get there?
British.
They speak British, okay. Have you ever met anyone who speaks British?
No.
Can you think of any word in British?
No.
No? Like Mini Cooper?
Oh, yeah, Mini Cooper.
That's a British word. We're talking with?
Tyler Quiet.
If you met someone from Amsterdam, what nationality would they be?
I have no idea. Amsterdamian.
Amsterdamian. No, they wear wooden shoes. Who wears wooden shoes?
Cobblers.
Cobblers? They'd be cobblers. Okay. Yeah. All right. We're talking with
Lindsay Shanks.
Lindsay, and you're a high school student as well.
Yes, sir.
What is the world's tallest mountain?
It's not Mount Rushmore.
No, no. Do you ever rest?
Do I what?
Ever rest?
No.
I'm giving you a story.
Oh. I really don't know.
See, I asked you, do you ever rest? And you said,
oh,
no.
Mount Everest.
Everest, there you go.
There you go.
You're talking with?
Aisha Edvar.
Aisha, that's a pretty name. And you're a high school student?
Yes, sir.
What are people from Denmark called? You meet a bunch of people from Denmark.
What are they? Denmartians?
Denmartians.
I don't know.
Denmartians. How many Great Lakes are there?
Oh, a lot. Like 100 something?
100.
I could be wrong.
Can you name all 100?
No. I could be really wrong.
Can you name one Great Lake?
The Great Lake.
We're talking with?
Nick.
Nick, what do you do?
I go to high school. In Roy City, Texas.
And what do you want to do when you get out?
I would like to be a film director.
Film director, okay. You've heard of the English Channel.
Yes.
Goes between what two countries?
France and England.
England. Now, is there any way to get there besides by boat?
I think there's like a bridge, like a really long bridge, and it goes under the water.
So a bridge that goes under the water would be called what?
An underwater bridge.
Oh, how about a tunnel?
Oh, yeah, a tunnel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
North Korea, hold on. It's somewhere over in this area, I believe. It's in Asia. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unless they moved it.
Yeah.
General vicinity.
Is it over here somewhere?
Oh, no, that's the Arctic.
Is it over here somewhere? Is this separated for North and South?
Somewhere down here.
Which state did the Boston Tea Party take place?
The Boston Tea Party?
Boston.
Was it Boston?
Really? No. Boston?
It's Boston.
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 Boston! In Boston, man!
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Okay, yeah, that one.
Is it Philadelphia?
The Boston Tea Party in New York.
Did the Boston Tea Party take place?
Hey, check this out.
England?
What president is on the $20 bill?
The $20 bill? George Washington?
No.
Oh my God.
It's a Jackson.
Jesse Jackson?
Jesse Jackson. Who was the second president of the United States?
I don't know that one.
Three explorers that had something to do with America.
George something.
Can you name three Kardashians?
Kim, Khloe, Courtney.
Excellent. Who was on Mount Rushmore?
Well.
How many people are on Mount Rushmore?
Nobody.
Nobody's on Mount Rushmore. Okay. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
Supreme
Court justices. How many do we have?
Five, four, three,
no.
Two, one.
One. Just one, one judge. No, there are nine.
Nine. Mm-hmm.
Who is the father of our country?
The father of our country?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
What's that?
Abraham Lincoln. I don't know.
No, not. Is it Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln.
I don't know. Apparently he's from India. Anthony and in history. Anthony and who? Clee.
Clinton.
No, Anthony and Clee.
Cleven.
No, Anthony and Cleo.
Cleo-son.
No, Cleo Patton. Close. Anthony and Cleopatra.
Cleopatra.
Indiana.
Oh, fuck me.
I know which one.
Oh, it's over here somewhere.
Yeah.
Warm clothes?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
All
right.
Whoa.
Kentucky?
What? It's like.
I actually know where that is.
In the area.
No.
Down here.
Everybody knows where Kentucky is.
Which one's Kentucky?
I have no idea.
What is the square root of 100?
Square root of 100 is,
Name one country in Europe.
Why are y'all both doing this?
Of 100.
100. 50.
Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
I don't know that
either. Border of the United States.
Y'all are good on this one. I'm doing good with anything else.
It's fine, it's fine.
Okay, have you been to the Venetian Hotel?
No, I have not.
Now, what is that modeled after, do you think?
The Venetians.
Well, where are the Venetians today? If you wanted to see an actual Venetian, where would you go?
Venezuela?
Venezuela. So you're going to Venezuela looking for Venetians. I don't think you'd have much luck. Have you been to the one? Tim, what do you do?
I'm a security guard up in Seattle Center.
Ah, okay. Now, you registered to vote?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. Do you vote?
Sometimes.
How old are you?
19.
19. So you've only voted, you only had one chance to vote.
Yeah.
Did you vote that one time?
No.
No. So you haven't voted at all yet?
Yeah.
Right. How many branches of government are there?
Branches of government. I think there's several, actually.
All right.
There's the Republican, there's the Democrats, there's
But those are not branches, those are parties.
Oh, okay, branches.
Have you ever heard of the Bill of Rights?
Yeah.
Now, what is the Bill of Rights?
Pretty lengthy, that's what it is.
It is lengthy. Are you familiar with the Bill of Rights?
Yes, I am.
What are the Bill of Rights?
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit perjury. Thou shalt not, etc. I don't know.
Okay, now let's say you're a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
You arrest somebody. They take the fifth. You've heard that expression?
No.
You never heard that someone said, I take the fifth?
I'm new.
Oh, you're new? Yeah. You ever hear somebody say, I'm taking the fifth?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They're taking the fifth day of the week off.
And the week off?
The fifth day of the week off of work.
So if you take the fifth, you get Friday off? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but, well, no, if you start on Monday, then it's Friday, but it's the fifth day from the week, the beginning of the week.
Okay, so you're going, I'm taking the fifth. That means you got the day off.
Yeah.
What is bipartisanship?
Bipartisanship.
You hear about that. You're in Congress, bipartisanship. What does that mean?
It's like bisexual.
It's like bisexual. Same thing, except more partisan.
Partisan.
Well, when is the next presidential election?
In January. January?
Next month.
February. Yeah.
Do you know who you're going to vote for next month?
Clinton if he's running.
But Clinton can't run because he's been president how many times already?
Three.
Three times already. He can't run for a fourth. Have you heard of the Bill of Rights?
Yeah.
What is it exactly?
Right now, toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Now, do you feel there are no Bill of Rights?
In the government today, no.
Well, what is the best form of government, do you think?
No government at all.
No government at all. You feel anarchy would best serve the needs of the people.
Like collective living.
Collective living, what is that?
Where everyone decides the rules. It's like an actual majority.
Well, how about, let's say you got a group of people together and they wrote like a constitution. And in that constitution, they put a Bill of Rights, which would guarantee certain inalienable rights to all Americans. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
You think something like, what are the chances of that happening?
Slim, very slim.
Slim. Very slim. How many judges on the Supreme Court?
50.
50. Any African Americans?
Yeah. Clarence Thomas.
Any women?
Anita Hill.
Anita Hill?
Anita Hill.
Are there any women on the Supreme Court?
As judge? Yeah.
Can you name any women?
When I usually watch TV, they do Judge Judy.
Right.
That's about the only one I know.
That's the only one you know, just Judge Judy.
Now, you believe in freedom of the press?
Relatively, yeah.
Yeah. Now you have some skill.
Some skill?
You tell me.
A interesting trick.
You can get in the newspaper?
Yes, I can get inside an LA Weekly newsstand. I go for these because they don't, like, lock.
America great.
Who did America fight against in the Revolutionary War?
I don't even know.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this
tree?
No.
Bridge?
No, it's a wall.
Oh!
What wall do you think it's referring to?
Berlin Wall?
Berlin Wall, very good. And when did that come down? Any idea?
1950s?
No. Wasn't even up in 1950. Oh.
Two wars America was involved in, Vietnam War, and gosh.
Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
I don't know.
Here's an easy one. To be
or not to be.
Who said that?
Shakespeare.
Very good. What was his first name?
Roger.
Roger Shakespeare. Mary had a little.
Lamb.
That's an easy one.
Oh, good. High school's really paid off.
Yeah.
Can you tell me who this is?
Was that a former president? Yeah, was that Nixon, maybe?
Oh, that's, I've seen that guy before. I feel bad, I'm not sure who that is.
Is that Bill Clinton?
A politician of sorts.
Oh God, I don't remember his name. No, that is not Nixon. I don't know which one. Sorry. No, I can't. That's Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
Who said the British are coming? The British are coming. You remember this in school? The British are coming.
That was coming. A couple
of
weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks ago. His first name was Paul.
Paul Bunyan?
No, Paul Bunyan. No, that was it. Okay. It begins with an R. Paul.
Rockefeller.
Paul Rockefeller.
Who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
We did? The South?
Like the one in 1965 or what Civil War?
Who won it? Who was even in it?
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's not what your country can do for you.
It's what you can do for your country.
Right, who said that? He was president.
I know, definitely a president.
He has a K in his name, there's an F in it, a J.
Johnson.
Johnson. How about a J and F and a K? That'll help.
JFK.
Who'd that be?
Oh my gosh! John F. Kennedy! Sorry.
Who won the Civil War? Oh my God. Wait, I'm drawing a blank. It's one of those things. I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America? I don't know.
That's the Confederates, right? Dang it. I have no clue.
The Union. The North. Yes. Okay.
Can you name a judge, a female judge on the Supreme Court?
I cannot.
Can you name a female judge on American Idol?
Oh, Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm.
Who is our vice president?
Don't know. I have no idea. Of right now? I don't know.
What's his name? Oh my gosh. I have his name in my, I have his face in my head.
Who is the vice president? Is that like a trick question?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know.
If donuts are 12 cents a dozen, how much do 100 donuts cost?
12 cents a dozen. 50 cents?
$2. Mm.
12 cents a dozen, 100 donuts, 100 and what, 120? $1.20.
Can you use a
calculator?
$12.
There you go.
Wow, nice.
Oh, $1.20?
Okay, there we go.
$12? I don't do math.
Okay.
So,
$1.20?
$144.
Hey!
Oh. Mocha! All day.
What's water made of?
Water?
Yeah. What makes water?
Water.
Okay, what elements does it take to make water?
H2O.
So what does that mean?
That it's water.
Everyone knows the formula for water, H2O.
No clue. Oxygen? Water? I don't know.
Who won the Civil War?
The Civil War, what, that was us. With probably, it was Europe, France, and America. No, wrong. I am terrible at history.
Who won the Civil War?
Asia. Is it the Soviet Union? I don't know, I'd just say France again.
England.
No.
Germany.
Russia.
Japan.
The North versus the South.
North America versus South America.
Who won the Civil War?
The North.
The North.
The Union, baby.
The Union.
I'm a Civil War buff.
Do you know what the Civil War was about?
God, I wish I studied my history.
Kind of a big one. What was the Civil War about?
Freedom. Slavery.
Yes! Do you know what the Civil War was about?
Not right now, no.
We're talking with...
Debbie.
Debbie, where are you from?
South San Francisco.
South San Francisco. And you're a citizen of the United States?
I sure am.
Born here?
Sure was.
What country did we fight in the Revolutionary War?
France.
What does the Emancipation Proclamation mean? What did it do?
The Emancipation Proclamation?
No, the Emancipation Proclamation. What did it do?
I don't know.
You've heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Freed the slaves.
It did, yes, that's what it did.
If the president and the vice president died, who would then become president?
The Secretary of State.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. Jacob, what do you do?
I work in the financial services industry.
Financial services industry. United States citizen, are you?
Yes, sir.
In what month do we vote for president?
It's in the fall. October? September?
Yeah. You work in the financial? I guess you're so busy with the finance.
Yeah, I'm really busy working. Okay.
And what special group advises the president?
Special group.
He meets with these people.
Yes, he does. Special group. His inner group.
Immigration, you want to take this man away, please? Linda, what do you do?
I'm a school teacher at Orange Center Elementary in Fresno,
perfect.
California.
And you're a citizen of the United States,
yes,
correct?
I am.
When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Still awake?
Yes.
Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Oh!
Well, that's very dramatic a portrayal. I like the hand.
Because I'm not good with names, only my own and my students.
Okay, well you should. But that's you. Now, if a student said that to you, I'm not good with names, you would give them an F. Now, come on. Who said, "Give me liberty or give me death"? I give you a hint.
Bonaparte.
Bonaparte? He's not even American.
No.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Louisiana, but I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Were you born in Louisiana?
No, I was born in Vietnam.
Oh, okay. But you're now a citizen of the United States.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, did you have to take the test, or were you a citizen as a child?
I had to take the test.
I had to take the test. Mm-hmm. What is the judicial branch of the government?
Judicial branch of the government. Ooh, I don't know. I don't remember. Can you help me out?
The Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court.
Who elects Congress?
The Congress. The president?
How many branches are there in our government?
Three.
What are they?
The judicial, the legislative,
mm-hmm.
and the... I don't remember the third one.
Hello, Vietnam! Who said, give me liberty or give me death? Patrick. Patrick Hancock. No. Name the Vice President of the United States.
Um,
I don't know. Hell, give me a first name, I'll get it.
Dick.
No idea.
Okay, how many stars on the flag?
32.
There's a flag right up there, see that one?
Mm-hmm.
How many stars on that flag?
It's moving too fast to count them.
It's moving too fast to count
32,
them?
32, I guess.
Where does Congress meet?
The House of Representatives.
Well, what building is that?
Oh, the Pentagon.
What special group advises the president?
The House of Representatives? The Advisory Council.
Advisory Council? What is that?
I don't know.
I never heard of the Advisory Council. Who are they? What is the national anthem of the United States?
The Star Spangled Banner.
Very good. Can you sing it?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed for the twilight just gleaming.
That's very good, sir. I would have guessed you were drinking, but that was very good. All right, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. I'll tell you what we're doing. We're a little embarrassed here in California because California schools, I think came in last in science among fourth and eighth graders.
I heard.
So we got, you heard about that?
I did. I did heard on the news.
Okay. Did you gloat because you're from Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have a fourth grade book here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, since you're from Ohio and seem to know it all, we'll ask you some questions. What keeps the Earth orbiting around the sun?
The axis.
The axis? Goodness.
No, that's not right. The Earth orbiting around the sun, the
not
gravitational
so cocky, Ohio,
pull.
Now. Gravitational pull of what?
Of the moon.
What's your name?
I'm Carrie.
Carrie, and where are you from?
Denver, Colorado.
Who invented pasteurization?
Some agriculture person.
Some agriculture person. Oh, I think we can accept that, huh? That's not too vague. No, that's not the way. Where was he from?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Some guy from Nebraska. All right, we're talking with?
Dante.
Dante, and you're from where?
I come from Michigan.
Michigan, this is perfect. Can you name a type of cloud?
Puffy.
That's not really an answer.
Billowy.
Hi, what's your name?
Megan Sprecher.
And Megan, where are you from?
I'm from Kansas City, Kansas.
What causes a rainbow?
You
look like you're in pain.
I know.
What causes it? You've
I'm
seen
embarrassed
a rainbow?
That I don't know these because I always make fun of people that don't know
really?
These.
Really? So now yeah. It's coming around. This is called karma. So you would watch a show and make fun of these people?
Yeah.
Where would you find chlorophyll?
Probably in your toilet.
Aaron, where are you from?
Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Perfect. What's the largest organ on the human body?
It must be the leg.
No. The leg is not an organ. What covers your human body?
Skin.
Skin.
Skin's the largest organ.
Yeah, that's an organ. Hi, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, where are you from?
Upstate New York.
Oh, upstate New York. The largest organ on the human body is?
Yours or mine?
No.
Okay.
This is from the fourth grade.
I know. I think this is in the sixth grade.
Now what is it? Oh, you think this is more sixth grade question? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Carol, where are you from?
Maryland.
Maryland. Perfect. And what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
What is the largest organ in the human body?
The heart. No, that's the muscle.
No.
Largest organ.
No, you're a nurse.
The colon.
The colon?
Yeah.
That would be very painful if that was the largest.
Yeah.
Sean, you're from where?
Columbus, Ohio.
There are three states of matter. Can you name them?
Fire, earth, and sky.
No, that's a group, sir. I think you're thinking of earth, wind, and fire. I'll give you a hint. One of them is solid.
Iron, metal, and rock.
No. That's a game kids play. No. 3/4 of the earth's surface is?
Atmosphere.
No. 3/4 of the earth's surface is?
Ground.
No, not ground. So if it's not ground, it's not atmosphere, it has to be
dirt.
No, not dirt.
It's cement.
No, cement. Well, 3/4 of the Earth's surface is not cement. It will be soon, I'm sure. Yeah. But if you look at a map of the world, what color do you see predominantly?
Oh, 3/4 of it is water, of course.
Water, there you go. Okay, you come from the land of, what, 10,000 lakes?
Yes,
yeah, there you are.
Yes.
There you are. What does a barometer measure?
It's not temperature.
No. A lot of pressure here.
Yeah, I know. Barometer measure.
What does a barometer measure? A lot of pressure on this question, sir.
It's not temperature. It's not the speed of a car.
No, starting to feel the pressure.
Pressure.
What does a barometer measure?
Not temperature.
No.
Barometer. The barometer. I don't know. Whisper it in my ear.
Well, I'm giving you a little hint. There's a lot of pressure on this question.
All right. It's a lot of pressure. Barometer measures pressure.
Pressure what?
I don't know.
Air pressure.
Yeah.
Not so cocky about Ohio anymore, are you?
Yeah. No, sorry, Ohio.
Like animals. See, you know the humps that camels have?
Mm-hmm.
What do they use those for?
They got bad posture.
Bad posture? Because of the humps? They're hunchbacks.
Yeah.
You know the humps on a camel?
There's humps on a camel, yeah.
Yeah, you're not sure?
Yeah, there is.
Assuming. What do they use for?
To carry people?
To carry people?
Yeah.
What if they just have one hump?
Then they can only carry one person.
Right, so that'd just be for short trips?
Yeah.
And then they have the two humps for the longer?
Yeah, for family trips.
For family trips?
Mm-hmm.
What's the USA's national bird?
We don't have one.
We don't have a national bird.
We don't.
Really?
Yeah.
What bird is our national bird? Is there one? Do we have a national bird?
I don't think so.
No?
Parrot?
A parrot. What's the USA's national bird?
I don't know.
What do you think? Think you've ever seen it?
I don't know, maybe a sparrow?
Our national bird is sparrow.
I was right.
A whale's fish.
What about a whale?
Are they fish?
Yeah.
They are?
Well, no, they're mammals.
Mammals,
yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean? It's a mammal.
Like humans and stuff.
They're like humans? You see anybody here looks like a whale? So, actually,
I see a few, but
yeah,
I don't want to
never mind
anybody
that.
Else.
Yeah, I don't want to be rude. You're probably right. How big are whale eggs?
Whale eggs? I assume chicken size?
Chicken size. According to the theory of evolution, for what animal has man evolved?
Horse.
The horse? What does an anteater feed on?
I don't know.
If you see an anteater, what do you usually feed
it? I don't even know what those look like.
Okay. So what does an anteater feed on?
Sugar.
What animal is known as the king of the jungle?
Leopard?
Leopard?
Wait, this is in that movie, Wizard of Oz. The lion, the cowardly lion.
The cowardly lion would be the king of, not the regular lion, the cowardly lion.
No, the cowardly lion. Yes.
What directions do birds fly in the winter?
God. East to west, I don't know.
East to west, okay. Which direction do birds fly in the winter?
South.
Mm-hmm. And where do they go?
To the South Pole.
They're flying to the South Pole.
Yeah.
All the way. They don't stop in Florida or in like that.
Maybe.
And then eventually they wind up in the South Pole.
Yeah.
What keeps the Earth orbiting around the sun?
The axis.
What? What causes a rainbow? What is the capital of California?
I don't know. Pasadena?
What is the name of that ocean right there?
That's a tough one. The Pacific?
That's the Pacific. Very good. There's an island out there. What is the name of that island?
We're talking about Hawaii?
No.
Or Midway?
An island right there. 26 miles. 26 miles across the sea. Do you remember that
Gilligan?
Song? Gilligan Island? What did they discover in California in 1848 that made people
I have
here?
No history of California. No. I don't even know the history
of
California.
What do you think it was? It's like something you're wearing on your ear.
Earrings.
They discovered earrings?
I don't know. You just said so.
Hi, what's your name?
Mary Wentz.
Mary, what do you do?
I'm a photojournalist covering community stories throughout Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. So you know the city pretty well.
I love the city.
Ah, you know California.
I do.
Who is the governor of California?
Pete Wilson. Wrong!
Okay, who is the governor of California?
That is, Lundgren. Lundgren, no.
Okay.
Who is the governor
of
California?
I don't know. Mm. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm not a good trivia person.
That's trivia?
Yeah.
The governor is trivial. Who is the governor of California?
Pete Wilson. No. What's his name?
Another guy.
Oh,
that's it. Yeah, very good. Oh, can you name the mayor of Los Angeles?
Tom Bradley. At the time.
What time? You mean 1970?
Yeah,
back in the 70s.
That was bad.
Yeah, George Washington was president at one time. No. Who is the governor of California?
I can't know.
No, say Gray Davis.
Gray Davis.
Okay.
Good.
Try one more time. Who is the governor of California?
I cannot know.
No, say Gray Davis.
Gray Davis.
All right, let's try it again. Whatever I say, you say Gray Davis. Instead of I don't know, just go Gray Davis, okay?
Gray Davis.
All right, let's try it again. Who's the governor of California?
I don't know.
Who's the governor of California?
Gray Davis.
That's right, Gray Davis. Thank you.
This is where we have three celebrities compete to answer general knowledge questions. Now, tonight's guests were all contestants on the CW series America's Next Top Model. Let's meet them. Our first top model is from Hollywood, California. Please welcome the beautiful Lisa D'Amato. Lisa?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Our next top model hails from Harlem, New York. Please welcome the lovely Bree Sklar. Bree! Final top model all-star is originally from Tallahassee, Florida. Please welcome beautiful Brittany Brower. Brittany, hi, Brittany. How are you doing? Let's get started, all right? Brittany, when it is June in the Northern Hemisphere, what is it in the Southern Hemisphere?
September.
Brie, when it's June in the Northern Hemisphere, what is it in the Southern Hemisphere?
December.
It's
no, if it's June in the Northern Hemisphere.
It's June!
That's correct! Very good. Lisa, New Hampshire's slogan is live free or...
die young.
Brittany, live free or...
die trying?
No. Bree, live free or...
die hard?
No. You're all very close. Brittany, live free or?
Die.
Correct! Re-identify this person.
Is that your son?
Is that my son? Seeing how he, I think, is 8 years younger than me, yes, that's my son. No, give me a hint. Rick San...
Francisco?
Rick San Francisco. Oh, but you're Golden Gate. No, it's not Rick San. It's Rick Santorum.
Never would have gotten that.
Lisa, what planet is closest to the sun?
Is it that undiscovered planet that everyone's been talking about?
If it's undiscovered, why is everyone talking about it? Planet closest to the sun?
Saturn.
No.
Pluto?
No. Lisa?
Your anus.
No. Not my anus, no. Mercury. Of course. Brittany, what communication device which sends messages in code was invented in 1837?
Morse code.
Morse, no. Morse code is the code.
Okay.
What is the device used?
Oh my God, the device
Really?
Yes, the device.
It's called the Morse code device.
It's not called the Morse code device.
Yes. And the slang on the street name is a bit of good. Yeah. Everybody calls it that in my neighborhood.
Really?
Telegraph!
Isn't that easier than going to do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do?
Exactly.
All right. Okay, Lisa, identify these two people.
Now, come on.
Michelle.
Michelle.
That's Michelle Obama.
Yes, and?
And that's Gandhi or...
Brittany?
Michelle Obama and Nelson Mandela.
That's correct. Very good. Brittany, where would you find Long John Silver?
On West 3rd and 22nd Street.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. He's a character in the book Treasure Island.
Oh man.
Lisa, what's an acute angle?
All the angles are 90 degrees.
He's so close, degrees? But no, no. Brittany?
This is a cute angle.
Well, you win. Thank you very much. Well, that's any angle measuring less than 90 degrees. Lisa, what was the Ice Age?
The Ice Age was full of those fluffy koala bears and penguins and...
Brittany?
Everything died and drowned because all the ice made water.
Yeah.
And then the dinosaurs came.
No, the dinosaurs were there. Weren't the dinosaurs there and then they froze?
The dinosaurs swim? No.
Well, this science debate could go on and on. Okay, that's all it means. It's time for our final battle. I'll ask a series of questions, and the first person to ring in gets to answer. These questions are worth 2 points each. Ready? Hands poised on your buzzers. Where does Congress meet?
Oh, gosh, I don't know why I did that.
All right, somebody else. Where does Congress meet?
At the White House.
No.
At the local pub, down the street.
No, no.
In the Senate.
No. In the Capitol.
Capitol. That place.
All right. What body of water borders Oregon?
The Atlantic?
No.
The Great Lakes?
No.
The Pacific?
The Pacific. Very good. Very good. Where is Motown?
Isn't that in the hood?
Yes, that's
right. Motown?
Right.
It's Motown?
All right. Reed, where is Motown?
Detroit.
Detroit, that's correct. All right, ladies, hands on our buzzers. Identify this person. Reed.
Barbara Bush?
No.
This one Barbara Bush?
No.
No, no. We've established it's not Barbara Bush. No, that's correct.
I just watched the movie. I just watched the movie.
How long ago did you watch the movie?
Literally, like 3 nights ago.
And you have no idea who that is?
No, why don't you give me a hint? And
okay, there's a movie made about her starring Meryl Streep.
Can I buy a vowel?
You saw the movie.
Can I buy a vowel?
You saw the movie 3 days ago.
No, I know. Margaret Thatcher!
Yes!
Yeah. I knew I would get it.
What is a Stradivarius?
It's a street term for your punan.
Thank you, good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. It's a make a violin.
Oh,
that signal means our game has come to an end. Let's check the final score.
Brittany has 5 points, Bree has 3 points, and Lisa has 3 points.
Well, that means Brittany Brower is our champion.